Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Let's start today's show with a fusion sound from the group Kneebody. I heard this track on allaboutjazz.com. They run a feature entitled Play This. It's usually a track and a YouTube music file that goes along with it. This one's from the album Chapters, a 2019 release. It features pianist Gerald Clayton. Let's listen to The Trip from Kneebody.
We'll be right back. Give me a cut.
A beautiful sound from harpist Brandi Younger from her latest release entitled Brand New Life. We heard Running Game, and that's a wonderful album. It covers a lot of ground as far as jazz and R&B and a little hip-hop. I highly recommend listening to this from Brandy Younger, who, by the way, has some roots in the Hartford, Connecticut area, went to school at University of Hartford, studied under Jackie McLean. Before that, we heard from Emmett Cohen from his latest release, Uptown in Orbit. We heard the Jerry Mulligan composition, usually associated with Miles Davis's Birth of Cool. We heard Venus de Milo, and we started out that set with The Trip from Kneebody from the album Chapters, and that also features Gerald Clayton on keyboards. Well, it was Freddie Hubbard's birthday on April 7th. Freddie was born April 7th, 1938. We're going to hear a couple tracks from him. I found this recently released on streaming platforms, an EP. It's entitled UK41, and we're going to hear the title track from that. This one also features Billy Childs on piano. Thank you.
The
Ah, nice set of music that features the great trumpet playing of Freddie Hubbard. That last track you heard from Milt Jackson from the album Sunflower. We heard the title track, Sunflower, often called Little Sunflower. And that group is Milt Jackson on vibraphones, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet and flugelhorn, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Billy Cobham on drums, along with some strings and additional instrumentation. Before that, we heard from Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, a 1962 release, Three Blind Mice. We heard the Freddie Hubbard composition, Up Jumped Spring, and that is appropriately titled for the wonderful weather that we've been having as spring is rolling in. Art Blakey on drums, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Cedar Walton on piano, and Jaime Merritt on bass. And we started out that set with a EP recently released. I think this has been around a while in the form of DVDs and videos and so forth, but it was released as an EP on streaming platforms as UK41, and this features Billy Childs on piano as well. We heard the title track, UK41. We're going to play another track that is written for springtime. This is a beautiful ballad entitled Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. We're going to hear a version of this from tenor saxophone player Joel Fram. He released an album that goes back to 2007. Name of the album is We Used to Dance, and this features Kenny Barron on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums, along with the fine saxophone playing of Joel Fram. This is Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Thank you. I love that tune, and I love the way it is played by Joel Fromm. Spring can really hang you up the most. That takes us close to the end of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are a weekly podcast at www.jazzandbeyond.com, as well as a radio show on WWUH-FM. Let's finish things up with a great young saxophone player. Her name is Lakeisha Benjamin. Her latest album is entitled Phoenix. We're going to hear a song that also features Patrice Rushen on piano. The name of the track, Jubilation, from Lakeisha Benjamin. Thanks for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.